Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olsisi, serial entrepreneur, passionate marketer, and partner at Segway Group at Keller Williams Realty Gainesville. On the podcast, you will find valuable information about all things real estate, plus some fun stories told by a variety of guests. So if you like what you hear, then subscribe and invite any friends who you think may get some value from listening. And thank you for joining us today. Today's episode is a rebroadcast of one of our very first, which was released right at the beginning of this year. It was recorded in late 2019 before all of this madness. And actually, the madness I'm referring to is, surprisingly, not COVID. It's these crazy low interest rates that we're seeing today. All-time low, in fact. So, since you may want to shop for a mortgage to buy a home or investment property today, I thought it would be a great time to refresh your memory and give you a recap of the different types of mortgages that are available. This is an overview, of course, so every type of loan we cover has many options that you need to discuss with your lender, but if nothing else, then this episode will help you to know which questions to ask. And as always, please feel free to reach out to me at anna@segwayre.com for more information, and I'll connect you to someone who can help get you started on the road to home ownership. So thanks for listening and have a fabulous day.
Becky Bessinger is here. She's a mortgage banker with Ameris Bank. And Becky is one of the best lenders that we work with. I had the pleasure of working with her on many transactions, as have my partners. And so I thought she would be a great person to really just give us a lowdown, very basic information on the different types of loans, and guide us through, you know, what we need to know before we start the home buying process.
Hi, Anna. I'm happy to help. We do offer a wide variety of loans, and I know it can be very confusing, to yes. say the least. But to start with, we offer loans anywhere from a VA loan, which Anna was going over the different programs, which is for veterans, and that's 100% financing, just designed for veterans. And then we have an FHA loan, which is a loan that is backed by the federal government with a 3.5% down payment. We also have a USDA loan, which is 100% financing in certain designated areas.
When you say designated areas, such as, it sounds like farm?
It's not necessarily farm. It's okay. Actually designed just for single family homes. It could be on a small lot versus some acreage. So it's actually in areas that are considered underserved. So we also have, there's a site you can go to that's put on by USDA where you can go and put in an address to see if that property is eligible. And it's typically in your outer line areas on the outside of big cities. So okay. In our community, Gainesville would not be considered a USDA eligible area.
Right.
However, properties that are on the outskirts of town.
Mm-hmm. And I know that in Newberry, we get mm-hmm. a lot of USDA and probably Alachua High Springs.
Newberry, Alachua High Springs, and even properties closer into town where Turkey Creek is a subdivision that's right there off of 441.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's great to know, because a lot of people probably equate USDA with rural properties, which is not necessarily the case. So
that's correct.
That's good to know. Good to know. Yeah. Is there some sort of, like, who can qualify for that other than getting something?
So this program is income restricted. So it's all depending on family size, and it is total household income. So we have to consider everybody's income within the house, whether they're on the loan or not.
Okay.
So just to give you an idea, it's $84,000 for the Gainesville area for two people or even a single person.
Okay.
And then you can start increasing that as you have more family size.
Okay. Okay. So this is great. This might be a good program for a first-time buyer, for example.
It is. It's actually geared for first-time home buyers. You do not have to be a first-time home buyer, but we do utilize the program a lot for first-time home buyers.
Okay, great. I know that a lot of first-time home buyers use the FHA. Can you mentioned it earlier, mm-hmm. what What does that mean? What's an FHA loan?
Yeah, and the FHA loan is a loan that is actually designed for first-time home buyers. Again, you don't have to be a first-time home buyer, but it's a 3.5% down payment. It does have what we call mortgage insurance, so there are some mortgage insurance premiums associated with it, but it's an easy loan for people that are just just getting into buying a home and maybe don't have a whole lot of money saved for down payment. Sure. So that's a great program to use, and it's not income restricted or area restricted.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know that there's some other requirements with FHA. Do people have to live in the home that they're
purchasing? They do. Okay. It's for primary residence only, and as with the USDA loan, that is a primary residence only loan as well.
Okay, so investors, for example, can't use it.
No,
okay.
Investors can only do like conventional type loans.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And for FHA, are you able to use it on a condo or townhouse?
So there are some condos that are approved for FHA, but most of the condos in our area are not approved FHA. So we would have to, you know, offer them another type product for that. But there are a few condos that are available for FHA financing. And then there's also what we call attached units that are planned unit development properties that kind of act like condominiums but are not. So those properties that are attached can be used for FHA financing.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Before we get into conventional loans, which are probably the most popular ones and people know most about, let's touch on VA just for like the last one of those three that people may not know about. So tell me just a teeny bit about VA.
So VA is also for a primary residence for a veteran. So it's all 100% financing for someone that has served, and they have to have a certain time that they have served active duty, or there's a chart that we use to determine whether they're eligible. And so that is 100% financing. It's not income restricted or anything like that. But it's a great product. The interest rates are, you know, very competitive with that product, and there's no mortgage insurance. So it really is a good program for veterans.
That's great. Is there a cap on how much somebody can purchase, like what the purchase price of the home is for veterans?
There is a cap, but we do go off of our jumbo area limits, and then we can actually do jumbo loans for veterans. So we can, you know, do loans up in the $600,000-$700,000 range, depending on the veteran's eligibility. And at that point, if it's too high, there's a formula that we use that they may have to put a little bit of a down payment.
Oh, okay. Okay, wonderful. And I'm going to go back to the jumbo loan because somebody's going to hear that and maybe not know what that is. I know I didn't know what that was many years ago when I've one when I first was house hunting as as a younger person, but still, it's definitely a good thing to know. But let's go now into conventional. I know there's the conventional, but then there's so many different percentages that you can put down, and what does that mean?
Right. So conventional loans is anything under 484-350 loan amount.
Okay.
For a conventional loan, we can do as little as 3% down for a first-time home buyer. And then we do, like, you can do 5% down, 10% down, 15% down, or 20% down. And once you reach a 20% down payment on a conventional loan, there's no mortgage insurance.
Okay.
So they kind of, the mortgage insurance factors or premiums are lower as you put more down.
Sure. Okay. So then what is, because this is always actually, as a realtor, I actually have that question sometimes. I question why people are getting certain types of loans. Why would someone get an FHA, which is 3.5% down, versus a 3% down conventional, when you still would have to pay mortgage insurance on either one?
Right. So your FHA loan is a little more lenient, if you will, on what we call debt to income ratios, credit scores, things like that. So it's a little easier for someone that is, you know, stretching it a bit to get an FHA loan versus a conventional loan. So we would look at that customer's overall credit, income, debts, and we would determine which program would fit their needs better based on interest rate and monthly payment, whether it would make more sense to go with conventional versus an FHA loan.
Okay. Well, then that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And for conventional, are there restrictions as to whether or not you're using this as your primary home?
So we have conventional loans that you can do with a second home.
Okay.
So we can do a 10% down second home for someone that would be purchasing it as their kind of vacation home or home away from home.
Okay.
Or a primary residence. Or then we can do an investor where mm-hmm. someone is just purchasing a home as an investment property. At that point, they would put more money down. We could mm-hmm. do a 15% down on an investment home. Interest rates are a little bit higher on those.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And my understanding is the less you're putting down, the higher the interest rate would probably be?
On investor loans, yes. That would be true.
Perfect. But not on right. people who are
going to be
living.
For primary residence or second home.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know about the investor loans because so many people, particularly in our area, are buying condos and homes for their kids to live in while they're in school. Would that be a good solution for them? It's like,
absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Good to know. Wonderful. All right. So the jumbo, the prices of homes in Gainesville are actually rising mm-hmm. Significantly. And mm-hmm. so we're seeing probably more jumbo loans. Just give me a rundown.
So anything over borrowing over 484, 350 is considered a jumbo loan.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you get into jumbo loans, down payment requirements, interest rates, things mm-hmm. like that are affected a little bit by what you can do. We do at Ameris offer jumbo loans up to 95%,
okay.
Depending on the size of the loan. So you look at the size of the loan, whether it be $1 million, $750,000, mm-hmm. but anything over $1 million, we have to determine what kind of down payment is needed and that sure. kind of thing. It's they're not as easy as far as low down payments.
Right.
And interest rates are a little bit higher when you get into a jumbo product.
Okay. There's one loan that everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people here ask mm-hmm. me about because we have a huge medical community
mm-hmm.
and they're called doctor loans. So what is that?
Yes. And we actually have a doctor loan, which we call our medical professional loan.
Okay.
Our medical professional loan not only has doctors on the program, but we can also do PAs, licensed nurse practitioners. We can do chiropractors, veterinarians. So we've added a variety of medical professionals to our product, and it's up to 100% financing with no mortgage insurance.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Yes,
that's
a great
that's
program.
That's a great yeah. program. Definitely. Definitely. And the fact that it's more than just doctors is mm-hmm. fantastic because mm-hmm. there are many people in the medical field around
well,
here.
Well, then just starting out too. So
yeah.
if you come out of your residency and you're just starting out, mm-hmm. you don't have a lot saved, it
yeah.
works perfectly to be able to go in and do 100% mm-hmm. a medical professional loan. And we do look for that doctor or medical professional that's just starting out.
Right.
So if they've been on the job for more than 10 years, you would not qualify for that program.
Oh,
so there
okay.
are some guidelines that we look at when qualifying for a medical professional loan.
Okay. See, I learned something new. I did not know it was the 10-year limit. So that's something mm-hmm. to keep in mind when I'm advising. Is the reason that this medical professional loan is a good thing, I guess, for the lender is because they have guaranteed income?
Sure.
Much.
Well, yeah. and I think, too, is Ameris Bank would like to establish relationships with medical professionals.
Yeah.
So we do, we do want them to have a banking relationship with us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Which is a great area of the bank. I'll talk about that one on another day, but I definitely use that and I love it. Okay. So one other type, and then you can tell me what other types I'm missing, but a renovation loan. A lot of people
oh, sure.
use those.
Oh,
yeah.
sure. We have a couple of different products that we use for that. FHA has a 203K loan where we can do anything up to like $35,000 for renovations. So you can get a contract to purchase a home and say you want to do a new kitchen or a new bathroom or, you just have some things you want to upgrade.
Yeah.
You can get a contractor to bid those repairs and we add it to the purchase price
okay.
of the house, and then we do 3.5% off of that for your down payment.
Okay.
So it's a way that people can, maybe find a home that they really love, but they still need to do some work to it.
Sure.
So we do those, and then we also have a conventional product. It's a home style renovation loan that we basically do the same thing, just add whatever repairs need to be done or, you know, renovations, whether it's just cosmetic, we can add those things in and be able to do maximum financing.
That's great because there are so many, as we keep expanding our metro area, west, and sometimes north, a lot of people who want to live closer to the university or the hospitals and whatnot may want to renovate the homes. They're a little bit older and all that, and then this gives them the opportunity to do that. So that's fantastic. Absolutely. Okay, so this is, am I missing any loan types?
I think you've covered it.
Okay, wonderful.
We do have a Marist Dream product that is 100%, that is income capped. So it's it's one of these programs that we can do 100% if the person makes a minimum income or the low to moderate income for our area. So that's one of the products we have. And then I know you mentioned PMI and ARM and FRM.
These letters. It's like ABCD. I don't know.
So you have your PMI, which is private mortgage insurance. And private mortgage insurance does not help the consumer, the customer, the borrower. It helps the lender in case of default.
Of course.
So the ARM is an adjustable rate mortgage, which is a loan that is not fixed for the life of the loan. So it basically can adjust from year to year depending on what adjustable rate mortgage you chose. So the other thing is the FRM, which is a fixed rate mortgage.
Right.
That's typically what people go with.
Right. Especially because they've been lower lately.
Yes.
And everybody's a little bit concerned about them going up. And so far we're good. So, everybody that I work with as a buyer nowadays is very happy about that. And people don't remember the 9% from way back when. So.
Well, Amerist Bank also offers a portfolio loan, and that's just where maybe the loan doesn't fit in the box for some of the other products that we have that we're able to kind of make a loan that will work for somebody on our portfolio.
Okay. All right. So what are some tips that you would give somebody who's buying a house? They come to you and they say, okay, so like, I want to get a house. So what do you do?
First thing is to get pre-qualified to determine how much you can afford or maybe what you've budgeted for, what that payment would be, so that we can kind of guide you in what price range to look in for a home.
And then I guess maybe you give them the options of what types of loans at that point, and then
go over what type of loan product works best for you, so we can give you a pre-qualification letter so that you can start shopping for a home.
Exactly, and then when you find it, when that's it, you're like, Becky, I found it.
That's
I'm under contract.
I'm ready to go.
So what? Once upon a time, that was a really lengthy process when they revisited it.
Sure.
So what are we looking at in terms of days right
now?
So
we do a 15 business day close. As long as everybody does what they're supposed to, we close from start to finish in 21 days.
Wow.
So basically to qualify for a loan and to do the loan process, we collect documentation to support income and assets. So we need to know, that your income, what your income is monthly and what your assets are, so we can verify funds for closing. So we will ask for, bank statements, W-2s, sometimes tax returns, just depending on your situation. And then purchase your homeowner's insurance. We'll get an appraisal on the property and go to closing.
That's fantastic. It sounds easy, and it really is pretty easy. It's just that everybody kind of, can get scared, about the process because it seems pretty daunting. But when you have people really guiding you through the whole process, and I know you are very good about guiding people, holding hands and answering a lot of questions. But as buyers, and I put myself in it because I've been a buyer, and we have to have our ducks in a row before we go speak with the lender, and make sure that we're prepared on our end so we can make the process as smooth as possible for everybody. So,
and that's our goal, is to make sure everything is smooth and stress-free as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. Same here. Well, Becky, you have been incredibly helpful, as you always are.
Thank you.
So thank you for explaining everything, and we can dig deep into any of these if anybody ever wants to ask questions about it or about any of these, we're happy to either direct them to you or you can come back. I would love to have you back. And we can go further into all of these. So
sounds great.
Yeah, great.
Well, thank you.
You're well. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!